A state Senate bill aims to address concerns over large water transfers like those planned to serve the controversial Leap Industrial District in Lebanon. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the legislation could exempt one of those transfers for the project, which makes some environmental groups uneasy.
Companies creating long-haul water pipelines would have to get a certificate from the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, and if a big water transfer happens between two different water basins, they'd also have to get a permit from the Department of Natural Resources. But existing transfers, like the Water Citizens Energy Group already pumps to the city of Lebanon, would be exempt. That includes any water it would provide for the Leap District. Desi Reibold is with Indiana Conservation Voters.
We feel it is crucial to include the Leap District in this permitting process as a major water user and the driver for this conversation over the past year.
But if that water comes from a new source like Tippecanoe County, that pipeline would have to go through this process. Citizens Action Coalition largely supports the bill, but says it would like to see more protections for ratepayers. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.